Welcome to Down Home Radio. This week, the show is all about classic blues as sung by African American women during the time of women's liberation in the years following World War I. We'll hear from Victoria Spivey, Mamie Smith, Alberta Hunter, Ma Rainey, Lil Green, Sophie Tucker, and if we have time, maybe a few others. These are songs sung by women, about women. That's a topic that Down Home Radio host Henrietta Yurchenko has been interested in for a long time. You can read her article on the subject at our website, downhomeradioshow.com. Check that out for a lot more information on this program, as well as all of our other programs.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Henrietta Yurchenko, and my companions on this broadcast, Eli Smith and Bob Oike.
Well, hello, Henrietta. Hello, Bob.
Hi. How are you?
So I think we're going to have a wonderful time because this program is about the women blues singers of the vaudeville era. That means the 1920s.
Yeah, this is really great stuff, and I know it's a field that you've been very interested in. Yeah. I read a great article I know that you wrote about Bessie Smith.
Bessie Smith, yes.
But now we're not going to just talk about Bessie today. We're going to talk about the whole range of people.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I think what is really very, very interesting is that with people who have been blues aficionados, I think have always talked about men who sang. Yeah. But these were the rural blues.
Right.
No? Well, but anyway.
We're really focusing on blues that was played as part of high society in theaters.
Theaters?
Yeah.
But they were also, we're talking about the 20s, we're talking about Prohibition era. And we're talking about this very, very important part of women's lives because, first of all, they get the vote. I still remember my mother throwing away her corset. Every respectable woman wore a corset. And comes the 20s, and you have bobbed hair,
yeah,
short skirts, silk stockings, dancing the Charleston. It was for women. It was a great period, you see, of liberation.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the first time in history, certainly in American history, where women were really singing songs about their own experience.
Exactly.
That's something that you've told me a number of times.
Sure. So anyway, why don't we start and hear what these women sounded like?
Okay.
Well, Bob, what's the first
one? Let's start with Victoria Spivey, because she's the only performer from that era that we really got to meet. We got to know her pretty well. I was at her apartment quite a few times, and she ran a record label.
Yep.
I used to bring my kids over there. And one day in January of 1970, I recorded with Roosevelt Sykes. So I was on recording sessions with Victoria, so I actually worked with her. So let's start off with Moanin' the Blues.
Yeah.
Please put put on your loving kiss as warm as any oven when you're away. Why do I miss you so? Twine your arms around me, what makes me sigh and hate to see you go? Ain't you glad you found me? Why should I feel so lonely? What makes me want you only? What have you done to make me feel this way?
My recollection, of course, of Victoria is, of course, very, very vivid because she did a concert for me at CCNY.
Yeah.
During that time.
Right.
And I still remember what happened. What was the name of the band?
Louis Metcalf.
That's right. Louis Metcalf accompanied her. They took me home. Len Kunstad drove her car. Her husband, you know, a white man,
right,
and an authority on blues in New York City.
Right.
I sat in the front seat with him, and Victoria sat in the rear with one of my students.
Mm.
And I still remember the conversation, because he said to her, Miss Spivey, are you a folk singer? Well, Victoria burst into laughter. She said, me? No. Pete Seeger is a folk singer, but I'm a blues singer. Blues, to be a blues singer was real a category.
Well, sure. We're going to hear another song by Victoria Spivey called Bloodhound Blues, which is quite an interesting story. She poisons her man, and she goes to jail. She sneaks out while the jailer isn't looking, and now the bloodhounds are on her trail.
Here's Bloodhound Blues by Victoria Spivey.
Now you talk about the black snake blues. Well, you haven't heard no moaning yet. All day long. And when you hear this moaning, it's moaning you will never forget. Oh, oh, oh. Morning, I didn't feel so good. I felt like a cow when she had lost her cood. I began my morning all day long. And when you hear me a moaning, you can bet sweet mama feel good. Ah.
one in my family to take a biscuit to pieces, put it back just like it was. Oh, with my moaning all day long. Yes, I can kick my leg high, and you ought to see me do the buzz. Oh, 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 oh.
Okay, we're gonna hear "Going Crazy with the Blues" by Mamie Smith. Mamie Smith was the one whose record started off the craze for women blues singers in 1920, with her recording of "Crazy Blues." I saw some film footage of her made during the 40s when she was kind of middle-aged and quite harmless looking. But she's the one that really started the whole craze for blues recordings right in 1920. So let's listen to "Going Crazy with the Blues."
My head is reeling. Oh, what a feeling. And something hurts my brain. Feel just like screaming. I'm like a demon. I fear I'll go insane. If you knew what I've gone through, you would feel the same way too. I'm going crazy with the blues since I have heard heartbreaking news. My honey man's gone, thrown me down. Now he's spreading all his sugar every place in town. And now he's holding out on me. He will not see me privately. When I think of all I did to make him glad, gave him absolutely everything I had, it's about enough to drive a woman mad. Going crazy with the blues for me. Going crazy with the blues.
I remember Alberta Hunter because she lived in my building. And I would see her before, you know, she'd go off to sing. At the age of 80, she does a comeback.
Sure.
And she sang at Barney Jofferson's cafe called The Cookery over on 8th Street.
Sure.
Well, anyway, I do remember you know, seeing her every day, she'd be downstairs in the lobby waiting for her pianist to pick her up and take her to the cookery. Uh-huh. So one night I went, and several of my students from City College, you know, were with me. And I remember one of them saying, you know, she just sings as if she's a really trained singer. Mm. Well, I said, she's sitting over there. She's resting in between sets. Go and ask her. Mm. So we came up to her, the two of us, and he asked the question, Miss Hunter, have you received any singing training? Well, she just laughed her head off. She said, me? Trained? Not in your life. I never had a lesson. These were people who were natural voices.
Sure, sure.
So why don't we hear her?
Yeah.
Which one shall we hear?
Let's hear... Which one? Downhearted,
hear something
Downhearted Blues by Alberta Hunter.
Alberta Hunter.
My man mistreated me, and he drove me from his door. Lord, he mistreated me, and he drove me from his door. But the good book says you got to rejoice what you sow. I got the world in a jug, got the supper right here in my hand. I got the world in a jug, and the supper right here in my hand. And if you want me, sweet papa, you got to come under my command. Say, I ain't never loved but three men in my life. Lord, I ain't never loved but three men in my life. 'Twas my father and my brother and a man that wrecked my life. Lord, it may be a week, and it may be a month or two. I said may be a week, and it may be a month or two. All the dirt you're doing to me is sure coming home to you. But I walk the floor, hang my hands and cry. Lord, I walk the floor, hang my hands and cry.
Bob, since you have been singing the blues now for many, many, many years, and I have a request.
Okay.
Would you please do one of Bessie Smith's blues?
Sure. Sure. Black Mountain
Black
Blues.
Black Mountain Blues.
Black Mountain Blues.
Yeah. That's a blues in which, really, I think she goes after the whole world.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to like it.
You know, I really don't know who actually wrote the song. It might have been Porter Granger or somebody, one of these trained pianists and songwriters who wrote these blues songs.
Out in Black Mountain, a child will smack your face. cried for liquor, and all the birds sing bass. Out in Black Mountain, you can't keep a man in jail. Out in Black Mountain, you can't keep a man in jail. If the jury finds him guilty, the judge will go their bail. Black Mountain people are bad as they can be. Black Mountain people are bad as they can be. They use gunpowder just to sweeten their tea. I had a man in Black Mountain, sweetest man around. Had a man in Black Mountain, sweetest man around. He met a city gal, and he throwed me down. I'm going back to Black Mountain, me and my razor and my gun. I'm going back to Black Mountain, me and my razor and my gun. I'm gonna shoot him if he stands still, and cut him if he runs.
You know, that's the most extraordinary song.
It's quite a song.
The most extraordinary.
Sung from the woman's point of view.
Woo! And look who she attacks.
Yeah.
She doesn't attack men, you know, the way I think most of the blues singers did. She just attacks the people themselves.
Sure, sure.
You know, I wonder who where is Black Mountain?
Well, the song is about a fictitious location.
Course,
there is a place called Black Mountain, Georgia. Which is...
Well, the birds, they don't sing bass there,
no,
do they?
No.
And the birds sing bass. And they use what? Gunpowder to
sweeten
their tea. Gunpowder
to sweeten their tea.
Gosh. And the last stanza.
Yeah.
Boy, she's really going to take action,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, wait a minute. We haven't done Sissy Blues yet, have we?
Oh, you want to do that first?
Yeah, why don't
do
Sissy
Blues? Sure. Okay, so this is Sissy Blues by Ma Rainey. Ma Rainey was one of the older of the blues singers, and she started out doing a tent show. She had a traveling tent show in the South. And she didn't start out singing blues at all. She began singing blues just as an encore, but most of her songs were kind of minstrel-type songs. Until she became extremely popular singing blues and fit in with that craze that happened during the 20s.
Gosh.
And do you want to talk about the song? Because I know
I mean, there it is. I think it's called Sissy Blues.
Yeah.
And she's talking about homosexual men.
Yeah.
She said, I dreamed last night I was far from harm. Woke up and found my man in a sissy's arms. And then the chorus. Hello, Central. It's bound to drive me wild. Can I get that number, or will I have to wait a while? Then she goes back. Some are young, some are old. My man says, sissies, got good jelly roll. Again, you know the chorus. Now all the people ask me why I'm all alone. A sissy shook that thing, and took my man from home. Hello, Central, it's bound to drive me wild. Can I get that number? Oh, well, if I have to wait a while. You know, listen, with all the discussion that goes on about gay, you know, men and women, but when it's put into a song, you get the essence, you know, of exactly what happened, with no embroidering it whatsoever. And that's why music is so effective, because that's exactly what it does. It goes right to the heart of the matter, with none of the blather, you know, that accompanies it by other people. So, all right, once more, we're going to hear Sissy Blues, sung by the great Ma Rainey.
Why Don't You Do Right by Lil Green was an early post-war blues done in Chicago. It had a lot of the standard Chicago musicians, Big Bill Brunzi on guitar, Ransom Noling on bass. And it became a real standard. Peggy Lee went on to do it, made a real signature number out of it. But Lil Green was the original.
And who was Lil Green?
She was a blues singer in Chicago. Blues. I don't know a whole lot about her. She recorded from the late 30s and into the early post-war period. And then when styles changed, she didn't maintain a lot of success. there in the British magazine Juke Blues, there was a very good two-part, over two issues, a very extensive article about Lil Greed's life. This one and others that she did became real blues standards. I don't know if she had any personal success. Right. And I'm not sure.
Well, so let's hear it. What's the title?
Why Don't You Do Right?
You had plenty of money in 1922, but you let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You sitting down wondering what it's all about. If you ain't got no money, they're going to put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't have been drifting from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. For me is a drink of gin. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
I think we have to go to the final one.
Yeah. Okay, so this is I Know That My Baby Is Cheating on Me by Sophie Tucker, one of the white vaudevillian singers who adopted a lot of the material and the style from people like Bessie Smith and Sippy Wallace and Ida Cox and all of that crew, and kind of emulated them, dressed like them, with big feathered hats on stage. Sure. And Sophie Tucker was one. Mae West was another.
Another one. Anyway, a couple of years ago, there was a review. Somebody, and I don't remember who the singer's name was, but I did go to it, and it was a tribute, a whole concert, a tribute to Sophie Tucker. And Sophie, as you will hear, with this particular one, is just dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
A really dynamite singer.
Sure.
All right, so now we're going to hear, concluding our program on women's blues, Sophie Tucker singing My Man Has Been Cheating on Me.
One good turn done by someone deserves another, they say. He who fights and runs away will live to fight on another day. I just fought with my baby. He ran away, you see. He'll live to fight on another day, but not with me. 'Cause I know that my baby is cheating on me. He's not only cheating, but repeating, you see. But maybe my baby don't know that I'm cheating too. If he wants to meander, I let him run loose. What's sauce for the gander is sauce for the goose. I'm betting I'm getting more petting than him, that's true. I don't think there's anybody that can do what my baby can do. Still they say there's always somebody that starts when the others get through. And I know that my baby is cheating on me. He's not only cheating, but repeating, you see. But maybe my baby don't know that I'm cheating too. Now when this ever-loving papa started acting strange, of course I cried and worried some about the change. But then when I found out that he was starting to cheat, says I to me, this primrose path is no one-way street. And since his average income is 4 a.m. or so, I've found a lot of pleasant ways to make an evening go. I know he doesn't know I know he's having his fling, but I've cheated cheaters 15 years. He can't show me a thing. I know that my baby is cheating on me. Not only cheating, but repeating, you see. But maybe my baby don't know that I'm cheating too. A word to the wise is sufficient, they say. Well, I've got the word that he started to play. But he'll never catch up to this mama, I'm telling you. I know he's cute and attractive, and I know he knows it too. Well, I may not be so active, but he'll have to be more active to beat what this mama can do. And I know that my baby is cheating on me. He's not only cheating, but repeating, you see. But maybe my baby don't know that I'm cheating too.
You have just heard, A Man Has Been Cheating on Me, by the great Sophie Tucker. You know, this program was not about ordinary women who are supposed to be at home taking care of the kids, doing the cooking, cleaning, taking care of the laundry. These were bad women who were extremely independent, sometimes called mean mama blues. But don't believe that title. Mean meant that they were independent, and women were not supposed to be independent. But as we have noticed, they are in many cases, and they are still struggling, you know, for equality. Do you think it's ever going to happen, Eli, Bob?
I hope so.
In Eli's time, it might change. In my time, probably not.
Well, anyway, so long for today. We'll see you again next week. And wonderful to be in the company of Eli and Bob Lenke.
Thank you.
Thanks, Henrietta. Thanks, Bob. Well, that's the end of what Henrietta and Bob and I recorded for this program. But we do have a little bit more time in the hour, so I thought I'd play a few more of my favorite tracks in this basic style. So next we're going to hear a happy blues, a somewhat rare happy blues called Doggone My Good Luck Soul from Hattie Hudson. And then after that we'll hear Riot Call Blues from Elizabeth Washington. And we'll see where we go from there.
Oh, play that thing, Missy Everson. The time ain't long now. I've got a gold horseshoe going to put it on my door. Doggone my good luck soul, hey. Put it on my door. Bad luck has gone from here, it can't come back no more. Oh Lord, I lucky. I believe I'll bet and win, doggone my good luck soul. Hey, believe I'll bet and win. The man I've got right now took him from my best friend. Oh, mama, I can't be good, Lord. I believe I'll just quit trying, doggone my good luck soul. Hey, believe I'll just quit trying. I don't live in the country on paved streets all the time. Been with my same little sugar just 10 long years today, doggone my good luck soul, hey. 10 long years today. And if he should quit loving me, I'd throw myself away. Oh, poor little rabbit, you can hop all in my yard, doggone my good luck soul, hey. Hop all in my yard. I ain't going to take your feet nor fill your head with gauze. Oh, where's the mean fortune teller and the black cat that failed? Doggone my good luck soul, hey. The black cat that failed. Come around to see me in the morning. I'm carrying keys to the jail. I got three good men, but it's two more in my way. Doggone my good luck soul, hey. Two more in my way. And if this good luck don't leave me, I'll love myself away. He said when it gets tough, any meal
such a melody from show to show. I tell you, the struts you have got the gold. The old folks got it, young folks got it. Everybody's crazy about the dark time stuff. Ain't no use for you women to always be in a rut. Just cut up to your man and do your wicked strut. The old folks got it, young folks got it. Everybody's crazy about the dark time stuff. $100 bill will make a broke man slobble. A woman with the strut will make a good man holler. The old folks got it, young folks got it. Everybody's crazy about the dark time stuff. Takes a greyhound for running, takes a rhyme on the road. Takes a man with the strut to satisfy my soul. The old folks got it, young folks got it. Everybody's crazy about the dark time stuff. Your women when your struggling first. Your grandma does the strut in your grandpa's shirt. The old folks got it, young folks got it. And everybody's crazy about the dark time start. Some of you men when your striping hose, you done lost your strut many years ago. The old folks got it, young folks got it. Everybody's crazy about the dark time start. Such a sure little fish can't live on dry land. A woman with the strut can always get a man. The old folks got it, young folks got it. And everybody's crazy about the dark time strut.
Well, once again, we heard Doggone My Good Luck Soul from Hattie Hudson. That's off the CD Before the Blues, Volume 2. Great disc. And then Riot Call Blues, Elizabeth Washington. That's off a CD called Barrel House Mamas. And then third, we heard The Old Folks Started It from Minnie Wallace. And that's about a famous dance, a dance craze, way back then, called the Darktown Strut. That must have been something to see. Anyway, I think we got two more songs. We're going to hear a couple from Memphis Minnie. That last one, Old Folks Started It, was definitely in more of like a rural style. And I guess Memphis Minnie is too, in a way. I mean, she played guitar and accompanied herself. That's more in a style associated with rural blues played by men. So she's a great, stunning exception to that general idea that style was played only by male blues singers. In any case, we're going to hear her songs Has Anyone Seen My Man? And her classic Me and My Chauffeur Blues coming up.
Today. He left me this morning. Ooh, Lord, I think he's gonna stay. I used to fix his breakfast, catch him in bed. He gone and left me, I soon to be dead. So's anyone here see my man today? Lord, I think he's gonna stay. Well, the one I got ain't so hard to He left me this morning. Ooh, Lord, I think he's gonna stay. Oh, take it away now.
Well, that does it for Down Home Radio. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to check our website, downhomeradioshow.com, for a lot more information on this program and all our other programs. See you next week.